I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everyone. Just me at the top of the show to tell you about the shows that are coming up. So I know I say this every week. So if you're in Melbourne, grab yourself a ticket. Catfish, Sunday, starting November 3, going all the way to December 15. 3 p.m. start. The podcast is first, then we're going to have a little break, and then we're going to have the stand-up show where I'll be testing new material, other people who have been on the podcast or people in Melbourne coming up testing new stuff. It's really fun. It's really, really good way to spend your afternoon. So go to joshearl.com.au for all the ticket details right there. If you're on the internet, why don't you give us a 5-star review on iTunes? Give us a rating. Leave a little review. That's always a good thing to get the word out there for other people who don't know about the show. And also spread it around on, you know, all your social media, whatever it is you've got. Like, the more people you spread it around to, the more likely I am to, especially if you're not in Melbourne, to come to your city and do a show. Also, thanks to everyone who's been leaving great comments about the bonus Patreon episode with Ben Russell and Dave Thornton. Very, very funny stuff. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, $5 a month will get you bonus episodes, so one episode every month, and also a whole bunch of writing. And pretty soon, some Patreon people will be getting T-shirts sent to them. So once the design's in and the T-shirts are made, I'll send that out to you as well. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. Super, super funny. Oh, and also, we talk about Matt's book a lot. Go get Matt's book. It's a great book. Being Black and Chicken and Chips. Really, really great book. I got it yesterday and started reading it last night halfway through. It's really, really great. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. See you next time. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I got a lovely message on Facebook from someone saying how funny they thought I was. And how my sketches always make them laugh. And I read it and I realised, oh no, you think I'm Josh Wade. And so I wrote to him, so wrong Josh. And then they replied, oh, are you funny? To which I told him to check out the podcast. So Laura, if you're listening, this is going to be funny. Hey, this is your first
one
time.
One by one.
Yeah. That's my street team. If this is your first time listening to the show, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, an actor, and now a novelist. He shares his name with a Melbourne man who, according to Facebook, is in a relationship with a lady called Grace. Can you please welcome Matt O'Kine? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that Matt O'Kine's?
Yeah, it's got an S on the end.
Yes, it does.
For this podcast, it's close enough.
Publican. I can't remember what the name of the pub is, but I've dropped in there plenty of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, because he gives me free beers.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Matt O'Kine's.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a guy on Facebook with very strict privacy settings, and also another person, a Newcastle student in the UK. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Kyron Wheatley.
Yes. Yeah.
Really? I haven't seen anyone.
Well, Kyron Wheatley with K-Y-R-O-N.
Right. As long as you fuck up my name, you can call someone.
Yeah. But the guy in the UK is the same.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I should catch up with him next
year. Yeah,
see if he's got any beers for me.
Yeah. Sounds like you're the one with the fucked up name. Yeah.
That's great. That's so great.
Our next guest is a first time to the podcast, but not if you're a Patreon subscriber. You would have heard her before. She shares her name with a San Francisco teacher. Can you please welcome Annie Louie?
Hey!
Yeah, so you've been on before, but this is your first time making your way to the people who don't support the Patreon.
Yeah, it's my big debut for everyone who is poor.
Well, all the cheapskates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to put them off, Josh.
That's all right. But
they should, I mean, it's coming from me who likes free beers from someone with my name. So that's honestly, I respect what you're doing here.
All right. And our final guest, who, according to my huge research of Google, LinkedIn, and Facebook, is the only Seren J Man in the world.
Yeah, I was waiting to see what you came up with.
Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Seren J Man. Yay!
Thank you. Yay. It's me.
Yeah, because last time you were on, we talked about how you have you're one of the few, there's like two or three people I've had on who have very
up-to-date LinkedIn profiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm still not certain how comedy's going to go.
Yeah. So. Nice, very corporate photo of you on there. Yeah. Talking about all your accountancy. It's good. It's good stuff.
I think I found like two or three other Jayamanas that I'm not related to, and they just turned out to be cousins. And not even like distant cousins, just like... Just yeah.
One that your parents even talk about. Yeah,
so I am related to it. Exactly, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
All right, this first this first game is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So the first one is this one. Someone told me if I look up petite in the dictionary, I'll see a picture of me there, which isn't true, but I did look it up on Pornhub, and I'm the thumbnail.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Is that Annie?
No, it was Seren. Point there for Seren. Yeah.
I like that you think
it was
Ben
Lomas.
No,
a friend of the podcast, probably.
Well, his desk is right behind you.
He called me petite.
Did he call you petite?
He said the first time he met me, he just wanted to shake my hand.
No, okay, so because I was on the project last night and Danny Minogue was backstage and she was talking she's so great. Very nice to meet her. And Danny was talking about being petite and how, you know, she always talks about, she's always really passionate about how people don't respect the plight of petite people enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I assumed that it was more of a women's phrasing, I guess, or the way that someone would describe a woman over a man. That's not... that's my assumption that that society would place that on.
Must be really hard for Danny Minogue.
Not me. I call everyone petite. And, women doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, but society.
This week, Danny Minogue.
I've got lots of petite friends.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Some of my best friends are petite.
Boys, girls, all of them.
This week, Danny Minogue said that there's one TV show she wouldn't go on, and that's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, okay.
I reckon, I don't reckon you're getting a call up for Inside.
When did she say that?
She said this week when promoting the great show, The Masked Singer.
Uh-huh.
Did everyone watch it?
Because the celebrity show comes out in January, right?
Oh, the...
So they'd be planning that...
They're looking now. Mm.
So she's got an email.
Yeah.
They're looking now. Yeah. Hey, a few people you know might have gotten an email, you know? You never know.
You'd go with
it. I know all the comedians.
I don't know, you know? The mind does funny things when money's involved.
Dancing with the Stars. Would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, and you know why I'd go on Dancing with the Stars? Because I'm not a dancer.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm not, I can't be ridiculed for something I'm not good at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas it's all upside. You might
You can't go on Celebrity because you are a shit eater. Is that what you're saying?
Because I eat cockroaches regularly. Yeah.
Question two. Gym worker taking my measurements. Wow, not many people have biceps the exact same size. Me? Yep. Both my arms are as weak as each other.
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Is that Matt?
No, that's Annie.
Yes, it was.
What a throwback.
Yeah, I did quite deep. Yeah.
Yeah, very deep.
You still at the gym?
I don't really tweet. Yeah, yeah. More of a cyclist now. Yeah.
Are you in the Lycra?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to have that padding for your crotch.
Yeah, that's very important. Totally true.
We've got inbuilt padding, you see.
Do you resent the anti-bike jargon that goes on around the place?
What's the anti-bike jargon?
Do you not feel like people hate cyclists?
Yeah.
Are you a cyclist or you just ride at the gym?
You're a big cyclist.
No, I'm a big cyclist now. Yeah, I'm doing Around the Bay very soon.
Mm. So how many Ks is that?
I'm doing the 210. So it'll take all day. Yeah, yeah. But I think I still don't like the look of men on a bike in Lycra. Yeah. Like you have to match everything together. And I'm like, do you just not have an outlet to express yourself?
I just find it funny that they have the Lycra with the sponsorship on it when they're like, because it's obviously some
official team,
Tour de France team uniform. Yeah. They've got this. I just find it so
they
weird.
They paid them.
Kai Humphries made the same point about the soccer jerseys and stuff like that. It's frustrating as a supporter to have to wear, you know, Brett's Electrical on your back or something like that. Yeah. And you're like, Yeah, yeah, but then what do you
spec,
you know,
savers?
Yeah, but you have to, which yeah, it's yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I just scab old uniforms, really, like yeah, old charity rides and stuff. Yeah, just grab those because I don't want to pay.
80s look is better anyway.
Yeah,
I just get an Australian flag zoot suit. That's yeah, what right, I ride around in.
A morph cool, suit as well.
It's really cool.
You realize you were in client yeah, liaison.
If you think people really hate cyclists, do it in a flag. Okay, question three. I don't need to pay for a psychologist to figure out who I truly am. I've got Netflix recommendations.
Matt.
Adam. Yes, Matt.
Yes, that's Karen.
Yes, you are correct. Oh, point there for Matt. Yes.
Mm.
What have you been recommended?
A lot of gay shit.
Yeah.
Reese uses the same account.
That Nick, that recommends can get, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, I like going to friends' houses and just watching a lot of kids' TV. Yeah. It starts throwing yeah, up. Why is Bluey's getting recommended to me all the time?
When I was in Sydney, I stayed with Hammo and watched the Gilmore Girls on his, and he was so angry. He was like, "You fucked up my yeah, algorithm.
My algorithm. That's everything I am."
Well, it's funny as well because, like, you know, sometimes I don't watch porn. But that's just the thing.
Another brag?
No, no, no. I decided to not watch it a few years ago, and so I don't watch it. And but every now and then I am interested in a porn documentary that is yeah, on Netflix, you know, yeah, and I'm like, oh, I wonder, I do want to understand the plight of the people in this industry. But then, you know, your partner logs on to Netflix and you're like, you've watched
yeah,
all these things yeah, and they're like, if you're going to do it, just do yeah, it. You know, and you're like, no.
Do we need to talk about anything, Matthew?
I care about the story. It's the original, I read it for the articles kind
have
of.
Have you listened to John Ronson's podcast?
The Butterfly Effect?
No, what's yeah, that?
It's about the porn industry and it's like, is it six eps maybe?
Yeah, and it starts with just the one guy who realized that...
Fabian.
Yeah, Fabian who...
Who's Fabian?
YouTube, there should be one for porn. And so all those porn hubs, YouPorn... whatever they're all owned by the same guy.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fabian.
Wow.
Which I always find weird that people have their favorite yeah, one to go to.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's but like the pubs in Sydney. Like yeah, they're all owned by the same
yeah, guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You fuck you, I'm gonna go over there.
All right, mate, you go over there. Not a problem.
I feel like, Matt, you should never listen to this podcast, though, because then it's extending beyond just Netflix. Like,
yeah,
if your girlfriend logs onto your podcast app, oh, it's even he's listening about porn now.
I think the best,
yeah, exactly.
The best thing about that podcast is the number of times that John Ronson says porn,
yeah,
because the way he says porn is pawn. Yeah. So, and he has to say it like 20 times an episode, so it's just pawn. The pawn. Oh, the pawn.
All right, question four. Every time someone says, and ever since then I've had the travel bug, I secretly wish it was malaria.
Annie.
Matt. Yes, Annie.
Saran?
You are correct. Oh. Yes, point there for Annie, yeah.
I do.
Yes.
I mean, I like to travel, but I don't like to tell people about it.
Yeah, that's what Instagram's
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I spend, every trip I go on, I spend thinking about how proud I am. I'm not putting this on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'm still fucking thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Instagram has been great for stopping, when I'm old enough that I remember when people would go on holiday, they'd come back, hey, come around, I'll show you all the photos we took. And you sit there watching their TV with just church after church after church go yeah, by. And you're like, fucking hell, I wish I could just like one while you're away. And then you're like, oh, I'm off the hook.
Well, I don't want to put too many photos of a holiday because you feel like you're trying to portray a false sense. But at the same time, you are in that moment. So. Yeah. It is genuine.
And you are genuinely in beautiful places.
Yeah, so you're like, well, I don't know what to do here. But then if you don't do stuff like that, then you're stuck in a situation where which I'm in where it's like, otherwise every post is you promoting something
yeah,
that you're doing. So then you're stuck. You can't yeah, be personal or you can't yeah, be...
So you're a busy guy on the project that doesn't watch porn.
We get it, man. Who goes on holidays but doesn't want to brag about yeah, them? Yeah, okay, so you got me.
I'm fine with you posting whatever because I post stuff that I'm like, well... In a year's time on Facebook, that'll be a nice memory. I'll look at that day, I'll be having a shit day. Oh, remember when I took the kids here? It's going to
yeah,
be nice
yeah,
in a year's
that's
time.
That's true.
Just preparing.
I'm completely out of the moment at the time. But yeah, I'll reminisce. All right, here we go. Question five. Spent ages trying to craft some funny tweet out of a basic observation, but realized I had nothing to say, so I'm posting this one instead. Sorry.
Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Matt?
You are correct. Yeah, another point there for Annie. Yeah.
Late night, you spend it. I mean, that's when you have to catch yourself.
Yeah.
No, it's not posting a photo of your holiday. It's when you're trying to generate some sort of content to feel relevant.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you feel, then you realize you're just a just lonely have a piece of shit. To calm down, you know? And that's what we're all, so many people are doing that. You just, you're scrolling to Twitter and there's no one saying anything.
Nah.
Mm.
It's sad, you know?
And also the basis of this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so funny to look at Josh's face. That's how I prepare.
It's good though. All right, question six. A girl just served me at McDonald's, then finished her shift and made it to the same train as me. I should not have to share a carriage with my oppressor.
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Saran?
You are correct. Yes, point there for Kyron. Oh, man,
I'm featuring very strongly.
Yeah, yes. Good. Yeah. You've had two. It's
I didn't
good.
Know you were looking at my LinkedIn.
Yeah. All right, question seven. Forever burning my mouth on food before important gigs. When it comes to eating food, I'm the human pelican.
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Matt?
No, that was Annie.
I thought it was Annie.
Matt's always
gave it away.
I am always eating, that's but why I put it I in felt there. Like that was you. Are you, I mean, do you actually... Do you eat a lot of
I
food?
I do. I was talking to my friends and saying I put food directly in my mouth without, like, just straight on my tongue. Like, that's not how you're meant to do it. My mum's always like, you have lips for a reason. Like, you know, just test it first. But I'm like, no, just straight in. And burn. I don't need that skin. No,
I'm the same. I don't know how many times I've picked up something with my hands and that's too hot and then just put it in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That happens all the time. Like, yeah. So I'm thinking it's wet in there. It'll cool it down quicker than my hands.
Yeah. I love that. Let's trap it in a closed environment.
All right, next question. The government's response to the biggest protests in the nation's history is like when you walk into a poll and pretend nothing happened.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Kyron.
You are correct. Yes, point there for
course,
Matt. Yes.
You know, he's politically aware and I just felt like that was his...
Thank you.
You know, it's
moving on.
Style guide. Had the style guide of, you know, the person that I know Kyron to be.
Yeah.
I didn't take my kids to the march.
Well,
I
it
wanted
was a bit,
to.
I was anxious.
Yeah.
It was full on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's 150,000 people crammed into a space that they were not expecting to have 150,000 people at.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, on, like hour before the march, they were extending the route. Like, need more space, need more space.
Yeah, wow.
And so it was really and full on.
I ran like into
Claire Hooper
kids.
And they'd lost one of their children.
Oh.
With
for
someone
good.
Else.
Yeah.
The child was with someone else. But it was like, it was intense. It was a lot.
I thought you were saying they really got into the climate rally and went, you know what? Children are the biggest thing. It's affecting the climate. Yeah. Let's get rid of one.
So it's funny. Christian Van Buren wrote a funny tweet today about, like, you know, how he said if anyone's, any of these people who are giving shit to Greta Thunberg need to, if you're giving shit to Greta Thunberg, you need to give yourself an uppercut because you've probably never done even 25% of the stuff that she's managed to achieve, regardless of what your view is.
Yeah.
And I mean, 25% is a massive understatement. I'd be lucky if I've done 5% of the stuff that she's done. And it's just incredible. Like, even if you don't, even if she gets, doesn't know the exact facts or whatever, what she has done is truly remarkable.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why old white dudes are not like,
well, that's the problem,
appreciating it, you know, like being proud that there is a 16-year-old out there that wants to do something.
Mm.
That's just bizarre. I can't stand it. Anyways.
I have full support of Scott Morris. I reckon he'll do a good thing. No, he's not sure at all. Fuck, I hate that cunt. Anyway,
are you gonna edit that?
No, I'll keep it in. People know my political opinion on him. What an arsehole. Anyway, question nine. A bus is a magical contraption that makes any kind of hot food smell absolute shit.
Saran.
Yes, Saran.
Annie?
No, that was Matt. Point there for Matt.
Yeah. Well, you were thinking Annie was going to go the double food.
Yeah.
Double header on the food. Nah.
I'm thinking, what's he doing on a bus? Surely not. Yeah. Not a man of this success.
Mate, talking of climate change, I almost missed an interview on Triple J the other day because I was sitting on my street and they've just installed local buses that are electric.
Ah.
Couldn't hear it.
Oh,
I was on the phone. It went straight past. I was like, no. And I started running down the street trying to chase it. I missed it. And I was like, electric buses. Bring back the old carbon churners, mate.
When they have driverless cars, you'll be screwed.
Old white men just have bad hearing. That's what they're afraid of.
Right. I'm going to miss all my appointments.
And our last question for this round. Tennis is a lot like marriage. Nobody understands the scoring, but it all ends sometime after 40. And somehow, if you're the one that's stuck on love, you lose.
Annie.
Yes, Annie. Karen? Yes, you are correct. Point there for Annie. One. Yeah, it was only yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get good numbers for that. Checked it out.
Yeah, I got good numbers for that. Yeah. I thought I'd save it for the tennis season, but I could be fine.
Nah, you were too eager. That's why. Yeah. You know, as you're sitting on your fingertips, you're like, oh, I got to get it out now.
Yeah, oh, it's not relevant. It's not going to get as many likes.
It is always that feeling when you know you've got a good one. You're like, do I send it now or do I wait till the traffic's
can
a bit
higher?
Can
I schedule for January? Yeah. 3 p.m. January 20.
I did like Reese's comment as well, which is, this is interesting. At the end of the round, the scores are Seren on 1 point, Kyron on 1 point, Matt on 3 points, but in the lead on 5 points, it's Annie Louie.
Oh, nice.
Right, this round is called 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Now, we all had jobs. Some of them are good. Some of them not so good. And in this round, we talk about those jobs that we still think about. And today, we're talking about a young Seren. Now, Seren was working for a boss who would frequently just leave the office for hours at a time. So Seren, along with the rest of the staff, was curious about what was going on. So one day, Seren followed him. But what did he do to uncover the mystery?
Oh, so that bit's definitely true.
That's true, yes.
Good job.
So this is what he made. So was it A, he followed his boss to the park, and there his boss opened his briefcase and got out a Yo-Ho Diablo and just started practicing? Was it B, Seren searched his boss's Google Calendar and found a number that Seren did not recognise? He searched the number and it was a survey centre where people get money for answering questions. He realised that this is where his boss was going. Or C, Seren put his own phone into the front pocket of his boss's bag and then on his computer checked the Find My iPhone app. His phone was found at a dance centre where they discovered his boss was having tap dance lessons. Now, one of these are true. You can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. Floor is open for questions.
Where did you work?
Ask away.
I was an accountant for a long time. I was in the city, in Darling Harbour, big towers in Sydney.
Okay.
What level boss is this?
Typical like middle management. So he was getting asked to do all the work and then he was just like slipping out.
Is he the sort of guy you would go have a beer with?
No, not at all. He's a real odd man.
So this was the kind of boss that has his own boss as well.
He's got a boss above him, but he takes all the credit for our work.
I'm assuming that he wasn't going to... you're not going to put your phone in a not known boss's bag.
Yeah, like it was a small team. There was me, three other people, and we were pretty close to
what
this
kind
guy.
Of bag was it that you put the phone in?
He had like a satchel. It was like a kind of black leather satchel. And I'd been watching a lot of The Americans at the time, so I was like real into spycraft.
A TV show, yeah. Not just.
I feel like that would be easy to get away with. Like you would go, oh, sorry, my phone slipped in. And I lost it, and then next minute you're tracking.
But how would you...
Easiest.
What, you're willing to just give up your phone for the night?
No, because he was gone during the day. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah,
in
yeah.
office hours, okay. He would just disappear for like hours at a time.
How'd you get your phone back?
That was pretty scary. I had to like wait till he went to the toilet and then sneak into his office, slip it out. But I had to.
I was
going to
ask that. Do you have another phone?
Yeah, it was a work phone that I put in there.
Describe one of the tricks that he did when he was Yo-Ho Diabling.
I don't even know, like. I'd never had a Yo-Ho Diablo as a kid, so I don't know the names or anything. Like, I wasn't a nerd. That's cool.
All right, I'm going to pull you up right
now. Yeah. That started later.
I wasn't. Definitely not a nerd. Too busy captaining the chess team. But
we talked about that last time.
All right,
yes.
Listen, as someone who once owned a VHS of how to do Yo-Ho Diablo tricks, you better watch it. there's no group that you want to piss off more than guys with two sticks and some rubber thing that they can fling at you real hard.
Well, I was pretty impressed. He had like that one where you like keep it on the string and you'd go sort of around the back of his legs. That's on the string the whole time.
Okay. Mm.
I don't think it's that one.
No, I don't think so.
Nah.
He's just seen a trick once.
Where exactly. Where were you standing when you were spying on the Diabloing?
I was sort of like, because he was at, what park was it? It's like Hyde Park. So it's like 15-minute walk from Sydney.
Nah, you know, you wouldn't go that far. You could probably go to, you'd probably Yo-Ho in a bathroom, to be honest. if you needed to Diablo.
But he's gone for hours. It's like he's just walking away. I was sort of behind a fountain.
How big was the fountain?
The fountain in Hyde Park.
Yeah. So yeah, you know it. Yeah,
so that's one of the most popular spots in the city.
Yeah.
And he's yo-ho dabbling.
Yeah, because everyone's at work. So
no,
he feels pretty free.
No, I don't believe it, mate.
He feels pretty free.
Don't believe it. What was the second one?
Yeah. Second one was he went in on the boss's computer and went into the Google Calendar and found a number and then Googled it and then found out it was a survey center.
It's quite boring. I feel like it wouldn't be that.
I reckon it could
be. What was your boss's password?
It was so I was like in a meeting with him and his laptop, like a little notification popped up on his Google and I memorized the phone number. So I didn't actually, I couldn't hack into his computer.
You memorized the phone number?
Yeah, I did.
9367 7532.
He's a numbers man. Come on.
I'm a visual guy. You can't just yell at me. And then
8 digits is nothing to this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's probably doing multi-billion dollar accounts.
That's gone in seconds.
Was he meant to be working at this call center as well? Is that, what was the point of
He was meant
number?
To be working full stop. You know what I mean? He wasn't even doing that. It was like one of those places where you go and you answer questions.
Market
like
research.
Oh,
yeah, market
research.
That's
market
what he was doing.
Research.
He was tasting the new Subway sandwiches and saying, oh, I don't know whether $100,000.
I don't like Swiss.
Yeah.
That sort of shit.
Yeah, okay.
So skipping out on work to make more money elsewhere.
It would be weird. I mean, there's not much money in that, but maybe he gets a sense of joy out of doing that.
Yeah, I couldn't explain his motivations. He would have been on a pretty good salary
and getting
as it
paid
was.
Twice for the same hour, like you got two jobs there.
Yeah, yeah.
Accountancy.
He's got he's got to support a Yo-Ho Diablo addiction.
I'm gonna lock in B.
C for Matt. Annie,
you're gonna go C as well.
You're gonna go C.
Yeah.
The correct answer was B.
Thank you very much.
Point there for Matt, but 2 points for Saran.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you know what sort of stuff he was market researching?
No, I never found out. I just Googled the number of. I actually followed him to the train, and then I was like, I cannot catch a train, and then I went back to the office. But later, we Googled the number.
It'd be funny if he was ducking out and you're like, what's he up to? And then you duck out to follow
someone
him.
Someone follows me.
Like, what are they up to?
Yeah.
I did like the image of a man getting a Yo-Ho Diablo out of a briefcase. That's
But I mean, that's a big briefcase.
Yeah, that's
no one asked me about the tap dancing. I had a whole story planned.
What was the story about the tap dancing?
I made up the name of a place. It was called Top Dogs Tap Dogs or something like that. Top Dogs Tap Dance. It was just in Darling Harbour. And he had little tap shoes. That's how we caught him. They fell out of his bag. It was a whole story.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Kyron still on 1 point. Yeah. Saran now on 3 points. Matt on 4 points, but still in the lead on 5 points. Sweet. It's Annie Louie.
Yeah.
All right, this round is called In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say no. You can ask them as many questions as you want. If you get a point, if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person who the fact may or may not be about, they get the point. So they want you to answer it incorrectly. So here we go. To Saran. Now, Kyron's dog, Hopkins, was recently kicked out of a doggy daycare because Hopkins was too mean to the other dogs.
Oh, I've seen Hopkins on Instagram.
What kind of
adorable
dog is Hopkins?
Oh, she's a mad bitch. She's a Welsh Springer Spaniel.
Do they have like a system? Do they have like a warning system? Do they tell you, like, Hopkins has got one warning?
No. It was via the because it was while I was away in the UK, so it was via the house sitter.
Oh yeah.
And so I was told via the house sitter that Hopkins
was
getting
Hopkins
too big
doing?
For her boots. Hopkins was stealing balls from other dogs' mouth.
Right out of the mouth.
Yeah, right out of the mouth. And getting angry with other dogs when they were jumping in the pool with her. She wanted the pool all to herself.
And did you at any stage feel guilty that because of your absence, Hopkins was lashing out?
No.
Okay. Wow, Saran's going deep then. All right. The question is Kyron a bad doggy dad? Okay.
No, I'm going to say...
I guess it first started when I was a child.
I think the real thing is, how sick does doggy daycare sound?
Yeah,
like jumping in the pool and stuff like that? I'm like,
fun camp. Like, cause we were away for a month, so she's in there 5 days a week for 4 weeks.
Oh, my God. How much?
Like, she's going to be down at the park when she's 10, being like, this one time when I was two. I went to fun camp every day.
How much is that? How much does it cost you?
Too much money, Matt. Too much money.
Well, I'm looking at child daycare right now, and that's $180.
Yeah.
And I mean,
wow. And there's no pool there.
No, there's just germs. That's all there is.
How does Hopkins get on with other dogs at the park and stuff?
She's pretty social. She gets in there. She runs around. She's pretty happy to see anyone, really. She's a lovely little adorable dog.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm going to say yeah, though, even though... I think she's lovely, but...
You are correct. Yes, yes. Point there for Saran. Yes. Hey. So,
yep, they told us that she was stealing balls from other dogs' mouth. Yeah. Yeah, that's what dogs do.
That's so weird. Like, what? Why did they actually ask you to leave, or did they just warn you?
They were like, I think she needs a break from daycare.
That is wild. Wow.
It's like, yeah, she's you know, she's getting a bit big for her boots. Well, isn't that your job?
Yeah.
Aren't you like dog experts?
Yeah.
But it's not like people just send their dogs off to daycare because they just want a break from them. You're gone for a holiday or you've gone away for work. You can't just go, all right, well,
yeah,
we'll just stop our holiday and we'll come back and take the dog.
But like, we were like, I guess deal with it.
Yeah.
Because we've given you so much money. I guess just sort it out.
So a point there for Sorette now. To Kyron. Now, Matt's new book, Being Black and Chicken and Chips, is out on audio as well as in paperback.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt had to read the audio himself. Halfway through, he noticed a grammatical error, so he edited it in the read. The producer then stopped him and said, no, you have to read the mistake. And Matt first thought he was joking. The producer was not joking and said the audiobook had to be exactly the same. Matt then said, why? And the guy said, so it's fair. Matt still has no idea what this meant, but decided not to push it. So you can now hear Matt say then instead of them. Yeah or nah?
What's the sentence?
So the sentence was, Dad picked me out of the fountain and then dragged me along the glossy tiled floors of the shopping centre.
Dad picked me out of the fountain.
I don't want to give too much away, but that's
and you've said on record.
Yeah.
And then Dad picked me up.
Dad picked me out of the fountain and then dragged me along the floor of the thing, but I've had to say and then dragged me along the floor of the shopping centre.
You've had to put down for eternity.
Yeah.
And them.
Yeah. Well, because I'm not I can't. The thing is that this document that you've got is gone out to like everyone.
Yes.
And there starts being issues then with, because this will be the only version that a lot of people can actually even
access.
So you're visually impaired.
People who are blind.
So people who are blind can only have the audio version. People who are deaf can only have access to the visual version. So if suddenly you're changing one or the other, then it means that someone has gotten a right or a wrong version.
Yeah.
So you have to have the one that is just there.
So it's not fair that deaf people think that you've made a mistake and blind people don't think you made a mistake.
Yeah.
So then what if they start talking?
But that's not there ever though, because there are second editions that, you know, this is just the current release version.
Yeah.
You can do second editions and stuff like that.
So you're going to read the whole book again just so you can say
then you drop in and do that. But that was only that was only one of a lot of things that I realized. I say, so you know the word our, as in this is
our stuff.
Well, you can say it like that.
Yeah.
I say, this is our stuff.
Okay, yep.
And I was into the book and the technician was like, what are you saying? And I'm like, this is our party. He's like, our party? I'm like, yeah, it's our party. He's like, no, it's our party. And I'm like, yeah, but then people think that it's an our party.
Yeah.
As in the time, but this is ours. And then every time I got up to that word, I would have to do it again as well.
Mm. I have a word like that, which is if. I will say F, as in the letter.
Really?
Every time, I have to catch myself every time.
Why?
I think it's just like a Tassie accent.
That's it, right? And yeah. I think it's a Queensland thing, because I'll say, yeah, we're going down to our place on the weekend.
Did you go to the pool? And the pool at the school?
Is that a Tassie thing?
The F?
Maroon?
I think so. Or it could just be a poor person thing. I'm not sure. Like, yeah. But both those things could be it.
And maroon and maroon, I got wrong a lot. Because I always said maroons, because I think of the maroons.
Yeah.
But then I think you get marooned whereas it's maroon.
Yeah. Oh, right. People give me shit for penguin because I say penguin. Like
penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah, like Pingu.
Pingu. Yeah. Penguin. Yeah.
But okay. I'm just had perfect. To change.
So yeah, that's the whole, all the stuff I learned.
I don't believe that that's the case because there are audiobooks of books that have music in them. And you can't get music in a book. So I've checked. So I'm, unless you have some, I don't understand the producer who is saying that. So I'm going to say nah.
You are correct. Yes, it was not true.
Yeah, and also, look, the sentence that I gave you is, it didn't make sense. I would never write a sentence. That, like, I mean, the situation in the book is right that, but he picked me up and then dragged, nah.
And
but
I can't imagine you allowing that to happen. Yeah. Well, like, standing there going, and then he picked me up. Okay, we got it. Yeah, good.
But it's, the recording is 8 hours and 15 minutes. That's how long your book is.
I
did the research. How many days did it take you to record this?
So that took 5-6 days, and it's a lot longer than you think. You actually only record for 3 hours though at a time because you can't.
Mm.
You just go insane when you're staring at words, and you start making so many. And like by the end of the day, you're like, "Who wrote this shit?" Like it doesn't make any sense when you're just saying the words, and then you're like, "Oh yeah, me. Okay, I gotta get better."
And do you listen back to it, or you're like, once it's out, you're like, "I just trust that the producer's gonna be fine with it."
Oh, I've listened to segments of it. I haven't listened to the whole 8 hours. No. Again, you know, I'll probably end up hating bits of it and going...
Because if you did this sort of final check, if you like, first, before publishing the book, because it seems like a real in-depth check to actually read everything aloud.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't do that unless you were recording. If you did that first, got it right, and then adjusted the book...
That's
true. For some reason, though, things read better than they read aloud. And things are better to read on the page and better to say in, you know, so you find that.
Mm.
All right, to Matt. Annie once had a stray cat break into her garage and do a massive shit on her car.
What colour was the cat?
Grey.
Were you watching it when it shat?
No, but I opened up my garage and it had happened.
Okay, but you know it was grey cat?
Yeah.
Because it was a regular cat. That
it's a regular cat.
What was the name you gave the cat?
Don't give it a name.
No, come on. You gave it a name.
No, I didn't give it a name.
Yeah, when we used to live in this little unit in the Milton in Brisbane, me and my friend. Shout out to K-Mac. And we'd be, you know, chilling out in our lounge
room.
Hope
he's listening.
And then we'd...
one by one.
You got yourself another listener, John. And then, you know, and we would call him Tony Soprano, the little cat that came through our place all the time. We'd call him Tony Soprano.
Because he murdered?
No, because he...
Because he was in psychology.
Well, you know, we just liked this little cool cat. I mean, it wasn't an annoying cat. It didn't shit on my car, but, you know, so I don't believe that you didn't give it a name.
When you have too many cats in the area, you don't give it a name.
Do you like cats?
I don't like cats.
Wow. Do you like dogs?
Yeah, I do like the dogs, yeah.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Okay, I'm the complete opposite of you.
You're a cat person.
Yeah, I sent the cat. I sent it to your house.
He likes dogs and he hates you.
No, I mean, it's rare for a cat to do a massive shit anywhere that's not in a grassy area that can dig itself up.
Yeah, something soft.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, like to jump on the car. Unless was the cat, was it a consistent, was it a runny stool or was it a healthy chunk?
A healthy stool.
Had you just used...
I don't know what a healthy stool looks like.
When
I'm not a cat person.
When was the last time you'd used the car?
Infrequent. I'm probably driving like twice a week.
So you... I mean, if you had said that you'd just come home and then gone in the house and then like, because I imagine the cat would have liked a warm spot, maybe, you know, that nice warm bonnet would have really rumbled up something in its stomach and then just let loose. But
yeah, were there any scratches on the car?
No scratches.
Didn't realize we had the Bondi vet in.
Did you notice anything about the cat's diet?
No.
Had it been eating corn?
No.
Okay.
Is that what they do?
I don't know.
Corn?
It's just the most identifiable vegetable in poop, I find.
So you find.
Not necessarily cats.
Yeah.
We're all animals, doesn't matter.
Is this in the book?
I am going to say that that's a lie.
You are incorrect. No! It was true.
How long ago was that? I honestly had to dig back in my memory. I'm like, I think that totally did happen.
It was on your Twitter. Yeah. It was. You said, yes. What a start to the day. Just walked into my garage and the stray cat's done a massive shit on my car.
Yeah, the cat was trapped in there like overnight. And when I opened the garage, it ran out and it must have panicked and done a shit on my car.
That makes more sense. Yeah. It was trapped. I thought it could get out. But no, yeah. No,
well, you asked too many questions about corn.
Yeah, not enough questions. Of the poop. Yeah.
Which was one question. That's too many questions about corn.
All right, so to Annie. Now, Saran was at a house party where he was flirting with a girl. He had run out of things to talk to about when he saw a dog kennel and just said, I bet you I could fit in that kennel. Yeah or nah?
Whose party was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like some Halloween party. It was in Melbourne. It was like five or six years ago.
Yeah. Was the dog around?
I never actually went into the kennel. So I don't know. I didn't remember seeing a dog. No.
Yep. Why did you think that fitting into the kennel would impress this chick?
That's the question I've asked myself every day. Every day since. I don't know. I think there's a bit of a chemistry, I thought. And then I was enjoying the conversation and then just all of a sudden hit a roadblock. I was like, I don't know what to say. And I did. It was like a bit of a Kaiser Sose type thing. And I just saw something. I was like, well, that's what I'm going to talk about. And I regret it.
Yeah. And you didn't actually go into the kennel. You just suggested.
Thankfully, she saved my dignity by just walking off.
Yeah. The old dignity save. Yeah.
You know you fucked up when them just walking off is the best outcome.
Yeah.
To the situation.
Them or then?
Anyone else got questions? Annie?
I reckon it could happen. What do you think?
Do you reckon he could fit in the kennel?
Well, it wasn't whether he fitted into it or not. It was whether he suggested that he should.
I'm just imagining a new game show that's called How Petite Are You? And then a series of slowly decreasing sized household objects.
It's definitely a thing that petite people do, though. I've seen them being like, I bet I could fit in there and then crawl into a locker space or an event or something. So
when we were 18, growing up in Perth, we used to go to Rottnest Island all the time and we put a mate in one of the industrial washing machines that they have at the campground because he was a small guy. That's the only reason. And looking back now, if we'd made a small error, like a tiny error of pushing a button, he would have died.
So did he want to be in that washing machine?
We were very drunk. I think it was just like, could you fit in there?
All right. Okay.
We basically had the same thought, just like seeing a small thing and just go, I reckon you could fit in that.
But just to clarify, it's not like he was like sleeping and then you just picked him up and put him in the machine.
No, he was
in on it.
Okay. Yeah, we got photos of him laughing in there.
Just to save your ass from leaning.
Laughing looks a lot like crying.
Yeah.
But I can imagine someone being like, I reckon I can fit in that as a conversation, something to say.
Yeah, I totally imagine that.
I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. Yes, it's true. Yes. Point of Annie. Yes.
So you never saw the girl again?
No.
Did you like her?
Yeah, probably. I mean, at the time. Yeah.
Did she really just walk off?
She didn't really. I think it was just an awkward lull in the conversation from then on. And we both sort of. Yeah. It was one of those. Yeah.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are Kyron 2 points, Saran 4 points, Matt 4 points, and in the lead now on 7 points, it's Annie Louie. Yeah.
Is there any coming back from this?
You can come back from this. Mm. Yes, because this is the final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you think know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones, though. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. The only round you can lose points. First question is this one. Who, when the film The Sixth Sense came out, tried to illegally download it, but it took too long, so they just got a kid at school to tell them what happened?
Annie.
Yes, Annie.
Matt.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Annie. Yes. What was your deduction on that?
I was thinking it was either Matt or Kyron when that came out. Young enough, I think.
How do you say
33.
Yeah, probably.
Older than me.
I was just super younger. Yeah.
I set up a private FTP on the Copycats Wares forum. I was in the private members section and, hooked up with some friends on there and they were able to seed it to me and got through. Took 5 days.
Thinking, who would be into doing some wildly illegal shit?
To get through episodes, the first half of it. And I went, no.
All right. Whose first job was an usher where, while still in their teens, they saw puppetry of the penis.
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'm going to say Annie.
You are correct. Just put it for Matt. Yeah.
How old
were you?
Like 17.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Is that allowed? I mean,
probably not.
Because you're 17 in an adults only show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But there's no restriction for that. Did the workplace say, hey, look, there's going to be naked people?
No, I don't think.
That?
Yeah. I think they just, you have your, I looked older than I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen a puppetry of the penis show.
I've met them though. Backstage. Have you met them before?
Yeah, I think I've bumped into a few because it's a rotating group of
dudes.
Yeah,
very confident.
What is the most impressive trick of the show?
I think the animals. I was quite intrigued by that.
Is there any particular animal?
Probably like a kangaroo. That was, I don't even know.
I have input on this because the Channel 31 had this show where they like got different people to host it. Mm. And I was doing it one week and they were like, who would you want as a guest? You can have anyone. And I was like, oh man, anyone. How about Shane Warne? And they're like, no, you can't have Shane Warne. And then I was like, oh, how about like Sean McAuliffe? And they're like, oh, no, probably not Sean McAuliffe. And I was like, well, who can I have? And they go, we've got puppetry of the penis. So they came on the show and we had a big, my idea I think helped make it a bit better, but we had a green screen and had like Eiffel Tower and different places behind them, but their actual tricks all just look like a dick. Nothing looked like what they said it looked like.
Just a mushed up dick and balls.
Yeah.
It can't be healthy for you to stretch it out that much.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't tried, but I
neither have I.
They gave me, they signed a book for me though, so I've got I can start practicing if you want. Yeah.
All right, who with here?
What? Yeah, I was going to say, dip it in the ink and then sort of smear it along the page.
Who here once just stood at the back of a cinema of a kid's film, prompting a lady to complain to security?
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Saran?
You are correct, yes. Point there for Kyron, yes.
Was the kids' film Dora the Explorer, City
you're in
Lost
that.
Gods, which I happen to be in, yes. Oh. Thank you very much. Playing the role of a teacher.
No, it was not, but please, any other brags? That was really on brand.
My book is
it was
out now.
HTO.
HTO is just out of order. Another kids' show.
Were you in Neighbours for a couple of...
Aquamarine that I was in for one line again. Thank you very much.
Were you in Neighbours for an episode?
I was in an episode of Neighbours. So we were playing the camera... person Nathan White. There you go.
Got Nathan White.
Still remember the name?
Nathan White.
Mm.
Yeah.
White. But you were in the cinema not just because you were creeping out.
No, I worked there, and it was like the only session of the day at 9 a.m. And so I had nothing to do. So I was just like, oh, I'll just stand up the back and watch this movie. But I think because I wasn't sitting down and I was sort of just loitering. This lady, I'd freaked her out. It was her and like four kids. And then afterwards she approached me. And because it was like a cinema, I'd been in the dark.
Yeah.
Mm. And I didn't want to just admit that I'd been watching a movie while I was meant to be working. So I took her to security.
Couldn't you have just said...
Wait, she approached you. You took her to security.
She was like, there's a strange man who was in the cinema. Don't you think it's weird? At 9 a.m. there's a man there. And I was like, that is weird.
But you work there.
Yeah. Why didn't you say I was? No, I just there in case there are other strange men.
I don't know. I was 17, like 18. I'm just freaked out. I thought I'd get in trouble for not doing my job.
That's so funny.
So,
Question 4. Who recently chipped their tooth while flossing?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Kyron.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Matt.
I mean, look, well done on flossing. My dad would tell you. As a very accomplished dentist. It's one of the most neglected acts when it comes to
toothcare. I was told by my dentist that I need to do it more, and I may have gone too far.
What are you flossing with?
I think it was a filling that came off.
That'll do. Catches when you go in, you pull it out, and a whole filling comes out.
Yeah. Ouch.
Gross.
Yeah.
Next question. Whose teacher once tried to bribe them by lending them their son's brand new PlayStation game if they were good in class?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
I'm going to guess that is... Saran.
You are correct, yes. Another point for Matt.
I'm
coming,
Annie.
Good guess.
I'm coming. What are they bribing you for?
I was sort of mucking around a lot and she couldn't control... Because I was like, I understood everything, so I didn't take it very seriously and I was distracting all these other kids.
Yeah, okay.
And so one day she came into class and she'd like overheard me talking about this Sydney Olympics video game or something and she's like, oh, I just got this for my son. Do you want to borrow it? And so it was like his birthday present and brand new, like unopened. She just gave it to me to play for 2 weeks.
All right, next question. Who here held a maths record in their school?
Matt.
Kyron.
Yes, Matt.
Annie?
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
We have an accountant in the room.
Yeah.
What was the record?
It was a minute 56 for completing a 12 by 12 multiplication grid.
How old were you?
I was in grade 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's get the stopwatch out now.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know what that, what a multiplication grid,
like,
what is that?
144 sums, like 12, you know.
So you're right,
you
one to 12 on the top, one to 12 on the side,
yeah.
And then you just fill
but
in
they
the
were
gaps.
All jumbled up.
Oh,
yeah.
Gee, that's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
Go
I mean,
home
now
and try
you know,
it.
Now you kind of know all of the, sort of all the presets are in your head now, you know. You
12, 12, 6, 144. 7,
yeah, exactly, 6, 7, 42. So, you know, like, you just know all that stuff now, but I mean,
yeah.
Grade 5, that's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, the hand cramps would set in. It was like legit, like
oh,
a sport.
I
yeah.
reckon the hardest one was 7 times 8.
56.
I know it's 56 now. But yeah. I reckon as, when you're learning it, you're like, yeah. oh, what is that? That one always...
Because
oh.
I know that 6 8s are 48. That's undeniable.
Yeah.
So you just add one more 8.
Yeah. Are you a maths whiz?
Yeah. I'm a whiz.
Next question. Who, as a child, was terrified of the Mona Lisa?
Saren.
Saren.
I'm going to say Matt.
No, it was you, Saren. Oh. You told me that. You said it was in your auntie or grandparents' house.
You had a choice between three people then, when we all said.
But you said it first.
I was thinking, I'm like, I'm the only one who didn't buzz yeah. in, but you all have, yeah. but it's not me.
Yeah. That yeah. is true. I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's obviously.
Yeah.
I was terrified. Now, oh, man, that's triggering to think
but
about.
But so is it like you're terrified in the same way that like black and white movies are kind of scary?
Yeah, just because it was always there and it was like looking at you, always yeah. looking at you.
All right. I used to be scared of the song. It was in the song that's from Ferris Bueller, that bop, bop.
Scared of that song.
Yeah, terrified as
like
a kid.
Like the ANZ song.
That song would come on and I would freak out and go, oh, don't like it, and just run out of the room, my parents said. So, yeah. Yellow, I think the band's called. All right, who here was pulled over by the cops and told they were to remain silent and anything they do and say can be used against them in a court of law? And this person just said, wow.
Matt.
Annie.
Yes, Matt.
Kyron.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Matt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that wow from Kyron before, you know, so I knew.
Wow.
Wow.
Exactly.
Because that. I just thought it was a routine check. And he goes, do you know why I've pulled you over today? And I was like, well, I've got to say that you have the right to remain silent, but anything that you do say could be used against you in a future state in court of law. And I said, wow.
So why did they pull you over?
It is such a long story. I didn't have a license. I didn't have a license for 12 months. I was driving without a license for 12 months.
Yeah, I did the same thing with registration. I'd completely forgotten.
Well, now
register.
They don't have the stickers on your car.
Exactly.
So you're not reminded all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I had to, you know, then you got to do it on the side of the road and register.
Similar thing. They never sent me anything because I don't know why. Because Vic Roads is shit, basically. That's the reason why. Vic Roads are bad at their jobs. And we're giving them a lot of money. And they're no good. But
I mean, I'm glad to hear you haven't held on to this. Since it happened.
Oh, there is a whole podcast in this. And you'll probably hear it soon on Mirth. But we'll get to plugs later.
Okay, next question. Who had Julia Stone flat out ask them why their skin was like that?
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Matt?
You are correct, yes.
Well, I mean, she was joining in on a joke, you know, after we interviewed each other. Well, I'd interviewed her on the radio, so it's not like she
interviewed each other.
Well, yeah. Well, I had a lot more questions than she did.
So she'd seen your stuff before and was playing along.
Yeah, playing along to my stuff. She's not, you know, racist.
Well, the Guardian from 2015 didn't report it like that. So that's all I'm saying. So
God.
Guardian.
I'm surprised she hasn't hit me up about it.
No, she's not reading the internet. Okay, and our final question for the round. Who recently got dressed early to go to work, even though they haven't had a job since January?
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Saren?
No, it was Annie. Point off Kyron there.
She probably doesn't matter anyway.
What is it?
Yeah. Would you
get like in like a pantsuit? What are you wearing?
Yeah, like an office job. I used to be a public servant for 3 years, and you can pretty much wear whatever you want to go to work, but I definitely woke up from a dream that I was running late and just was like, oh, and like went to the cupboard and started getting dressed. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have a job.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Kyron on 3 points.
Oh, that's sad.
Saran on 3 points.
Come on, hit me. Hit me, Big J. What's up?
Annie on 8 points, but yes. Our winner on 9 points. Yes. It's Matt O'Kine.
It's your boy from Dora.
What a comeback.
Aquamarine and Neighbours and Sea Patrol and All Saints. Who's got a book out right now called Being Black and Chicken and Chips. Grab a copy online. I also did the audio format, so you can get that on Audible.
6 days it took
and,
him.
And also the other guy, season 1 is already on Stan. Season 2 coming out soon.
Well, I was going to say, because you win, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first, but we've done that, so...
Yep, that's it.
Follow Matt on all the socials as well.
At Matt O'Kine, please.
Okay, Saran, what do you got to plug? What can you...
I would like to plug on YouTube my About Tonight from 5 years ago with actual dick, puppetry of the penis. It's all there to see.
Excellent. Annie, where can people see or find you?
AnnieLouie.com. Comedy Festival next year is when I'll be doing my next shows. But I'm also going to Tasmania. Hobart. Oh. Yeah.
Are you doing Fresh
Fringe?
And...
No, another one. Fringe at the edge of the world. Yeah, run by Gillian English.
Make sure you say F or no one will understand. Yes.
Kyron.
Yes, when does this come out?
It'll come out Thursday.
Great. If you've got a spare ticket to the grand final. Mirth is a podcast that I do with Alex Dyson, which I think Matt O'Kine is on this
weekend.
I did
today, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
And that's that. And I will be telling the full story of what actually happened, because it is epic. It's an absolute epic.
Great.
Of me being arrested.
Did you get cuffed? Well, we'll see. No. Well, let's...
I went to court. Yeah. I went to court. All right.
Hey, if you are in Melbourne, tickets for the Catfish season are on sale now, November and December, Sundays, 3 p.m. at the Catfish. Go to joshell.com.au for all your tickets. Thanks for playing. This has been fun.
Yay.
See you next time. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.